from the American side came the term Western Hemisphere. President Roosevelt didn't want to have the war extended into the Western Hemisphere. In Europe, or at least Germany, nobody knew what the Western Hemisphere was. I had learned there's a Northern Hemisphere, it comes from the pole to the equator, and there's a Southern Hemisphere the other way, of course. But nobody knew what the Western Hemisphere, where did it start, or where was the end of the Western Hemisphere? Well, we could only judge, it might be, in the middle of it might be America, and maybe on both sides, America into the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, some might be an area which could be regarded as a Western Hemisphere. Of course, we did not penetrate as far to the west, but American naval forces of the Atlantic Fleet did so. First of all, 50 destroyers were given by the United States to Britain to augment their anti-submarine forces, and which of course was felt very soon, but you could see them, it were more or less four funnel destroyers,
four stackers,
and so one could see they were very new and maybe not as well trained by the British new crews as we could expect. But American escorted convoys coming from America to Britain at least as far as Iceland. Most of the convoys, of course, went on the routes, on the shortest routes from one continent to the other, which went very close to Greenland and Iceland. We were forbidden by highest orders to attack these American forces, but they soon attacked us with depth charges, and we could not fire back, and had to withdraw from the battlefield all of a sudden. I know one, by mistake really, one, Reuben James, had been sunk by a German submarine. By Top, yes. Yeah, Top it was. Yes. But he could be blamed for that, really. Of course, other restrictions were self-imposed was our bad torpedoes. Everybody knows about that. I think British torpedoes were also not so very good.
American's
So all nations had their troubles with their torpedoes.